The Lord just gave me this a little while ago. It's from Exodus. After Pharaoh had let the Israelites go, out almost like with a blessing, he changed his mind and he decided to pursue them. And this is something Moses said to the people. Do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will perform for you today. Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will never see them again, ever. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent. I just think that's for everyone going through, but it's also, it was for me, and it's probably for some of us that are here to be. Never again.
Wendy, for you, I just saw this street sweeper coming through, and you know it's got these big round things, and it just gets up all the dirt. But the road was really clean, but on the sides and the curb, they're just built up, and it kept the water from flowing the way it was supposed to, and flowing all the way. And I just heard the Lord say, "Tell Wendy, this weekend is about removing some excess grime and dirt so the water can flow. The water's flowing, but it can flow freely." And the Lord said, really, your heart's desire has been water to swim in. It's going to be free-flowing water, water to swim in, never to worry about a stoppage again.
This word for Dan. Can you hear me? Good. A.W. Tozer said, the most important thing about us is what we believe about God. The second most important thing about us is what God believes about us. Theology, the word theology comes from two words, word about God. The problem is that most of our theology is theology that we've come up with about God. And so I just heard the Lord say, he's going to change your theology this week. Because he wants to tell you, give you his word about God, instead of man's word about God. God wants to tell you about himself. Instead of us trying to figure out who he is, he knows who he is. And so once he can tell you about himself, then when you know who he is, then you're able to hear what he has to say about you. He's going to change your theology. This is going to change everything for you.
Let me tag on that, Dan. I saw you out on one of those mountains out there in your neck of the woods, and you got to this place off the path, and you broke through, and you were in what some people might call a bald spot, and heard the Lord say basically what Bishop was saying, Dan, don't focus on the trees or the brush around you, what other people said. I brought you to this place to give you a view of what I say.
I'm not sure what your name is. My name's Patty. It's nice to meet everybody here. But Guillermo, nice to meet you. I just had a sense where you've been searching for something for a while, and you're really excited about some place that you're on a journey to, but you're still not 100% sure, and the Lord wants you to know that you're right where you need to be at the right time. My husband is laughing. That's my husband over there. So I don't know.
I have a word for you, too. I just heard the Lord say, in dreams coming true, and that you've been on a journey, and the Lord just left some things behind, and you're moving towards some things, and the Lord said, you just keep on. You're going to come into a wide open space, and your dreams are going to come true. Keep dreaming in the Lord.
So let me tell you a little bit about the story of Guillermo. Guillermo's family lives both in Brownsville and across the border. Guillermo has been in the process of seeking ordination in the Catholic Church for 10 years. They keep turning him down, making him wait because he's charismatic. And so the process has been, the result has been, he's gotten connected to us, and the journey has been finally a bishop in Mexico has said, look, I will. But Guillermo said, no, I'm not who you guys are anymore.
and said he's going to be ordained as priest in CUC in about 6 weeks. So a dream that he's had for a long time is coming true, because he's very, very strong, evangelical, and charismatic, and he's going to be a great, great priest. And so the words both of y'all had was crazy. It's been going on for over 10 years. Well, ever since he was a child. So pray for him, because he's also got family that are so sad and disappointed because they want him to be a Roman Catholic priest. But he's going to lead them to a new place in Christ, and God's really going to use him.
Word for Guillermo, when they said your name, I just heard the word Geronimo. A lot of people think Geronimo was a chief, but he wasn't. He was like the medicine man. And I heard the Lord say that he's going to increase your seeing gifts this weekend, seeing in the spirit, you know, to see your prophetic giftings. But you'll also be a wild man like him, a wild, charismatic man, fearless guy like he was. And for this, I just heard the Lord say that he's going to do more than you could ask or think this weekend, that he's going to far exceed your expectations.
That is a word from Aaron. And the Lord said, it feels like you're on a learning curve, but it's bigger than a curve.
You're doing a 180. God is absolutely changing everything about the way you see and how you feel, because the way you see is going to change the way you feel about him, about who you are in him, and who he is in you. And so just go with it, because there's a lot more this week. You're like doing this 180. This 180.
Okay. I have a couple. One's for Veronica, and it's something that you've been praying about and concerned about and you're standing on, and that God's going to meet you where you are in that, and he's going to bring it to fruition. And then the other is healing. I got a word about somebody having a shoulder issue, and the Lord wants to heal you of that this weekend. And somebody with ringing in their ears, and the Lord wants to heal you of that.
Mary, I had a word that's so similar to what Bishop was saying. It's very simple, though. It's just a little word picture. It says, I'm going to turn your frown upside down. And that's just kind of what he was saying, was he's going to just reverse some things. He's going to turn your frown upside down.
Okay, I have one for Anna. And this one was for me, too, but I really heard to give it to you as well. And I just really heard that it's okay that you don't know, because he knows, and to rest in that he knows. So that makes it just so much better that you don't know, because you don't have to know.
I had to bring that. I got a lot to say. Just kidding. he's always scared for me to get
Should
the microphone. Well, I have my words written between your notes, so I had to okay. Last night he told us not to be a backseat Baptist and move up. I can't do that because the Lord gives me words for people over their heads, so I have to sit in the back. Look, so anyway, Dan, I have a word for you. Psalm 34:8 is what I saw over you, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. And I know that you've tasted and seen the goodness of the Lord, and most of the time, if any of us have, we remember that, and it's like you can't forget that first taste of the Lord. And so what I started getting was about that for you is that this weekend, what you're going to see for the first time is the finished work of Christ, and really know the meaning of that, and tasting into that. And you would just go ahead and finish. And for you, I saw you sitting in like an echo chamber, and I had to really get the Lord to explain that to me. But, you know, like I'm sure you know, if you walk into a cave and you're yelling and you hear it, keep hearing it, hearing it, hearing it. I just saw you sitting in an echo chamber, and that you heard, you kept hearing the same thing over and over and over, to the point where it became truth to you. And so what the Lord gave me about that is that some of those things are His truth. Some of those things are truth you've been told, but then He's going to fill you with His truth, take you out of the echo chamber to where His voice is the only echoing voice you hear, not the words in conversations with the wrong, the enemy. Say, yeah. Okay. Okay. Last night, and I was told that you worked at the Pentagon. I knew she was smarter than you. But anyway, I really started thinking today when I saw you again. I was like, oh, I know she's just filled with wisdom. She's so filled with wisdom to work at the Pentagon. So I was just really thinking about that, was really interesting. And what the Lord started showing me was that what He wants to do with you this weekend is call you into His, more of His wisdom. Because I thought, I was so impressed by your earthly wisdom and what, you know, I love that. And but what He wants to do is bring you into a deeper wisdom of a spiritual wisdom also. And the just deep calling unto deep, even things that you know, He's going to unveil wisdom that maybe you've been asking for, or maybe you've been searching for intimacy with Him. So,
okay. The Lord showed me that He gave you a gift. He's given you a gift like that. Deacon had that gift. You get to be in the place you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be all the time. It may seem amazing, but the Lord will have you where you are supposed to be.
Amen. You guys right here, I had a picture of you guys on the banks of a river, and you're having the blast. You're like, you know, up to your knees in the water and playing and just enjoying life. The Lord's calling you deeper, and you've been a little afraid to take that next step, but He says, come on in. I've got you. Just follow my lead and take one step after another into the water. Okay?
Okay. Amen. If you did not get a word, you will get multiple words tonight.